Jeremiah 35. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of King Jehoiakim, son of Josiah of Judah.
Go to the house of the Rechabites and speak with them, and bring them to the house of the Lord into one of the chambers. Then offer them wine to drink.
So I took Jaazaniah, son of Jeremiah, son of Habazaniah, and his brothers, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. I brought them to the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, son of Igdaliah, the man of God, which was near the chamber of the officials, above the chamber of Maaseiah, son of Shallum, keeper of the threshold. Then I set before the Rechabites pitchers full of wine and cups, and I said to them, "Have some wine." But they answered,
"We will drink no wine, for our ancestor Jonadab, son of Rechab, commanded us, 'You shall never drink wine, neither you nor your children, nor shall you ever build a house, or sow seed, nor shall you plant a vineyard, or even own one. But you shall live in tents all your days, that you may live many days in the land where you reside.' We have obeyed the charge of our ancestor Jonadab, son of Rechab, in all that he commanded us, to drink no wine all our days, ourselves, our wives, our sons, or our daughters, and not to build houses to live in. We have no vineyard or field or seed, but we have lived in tents, and have obeyed and done all that our ancestor Jonadab commanded us. But when King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon came up against the land, we said, 'Come and let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans and the army of the Arameans.' That is why we are living in Jerusalem."
Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah.
"Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and say to the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, 'Can you not learn a lesson and obey my words?' says the Lord. The command has been carried out that Jonadab, son of Rechab, gave to his descendants to drink no wine, and they drink none to this day, for they have obeyed their ancestors' command. But I myself have spoken to you persistently, and you have not obeyed me. I have sent to you all my servants, the prophets, sending them persistently, saying,
'Turn now every one of you from your evil way, and amend your doings, and do not go after other gods to serve them, and then you shall live in the land that I gave to you and your ancestors.'
But you did not incline your ear or obey me. The descendants of Jonadab, son of Rechab, have carried out the command that their ancestor gave them, but this people has not obeyed me.
Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, I am going to bring on Judah and on all the inhabitants of Jerusalem every disaster that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken to them, and they have not listened. I have called to them, and they have not answered."
But to the house of the Rechabites, Jeremiah said,
"Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the command of your ancestor Jonadab, and kept all his precepts and done all that he commanded you. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, son of Rechab, shall not lack a descendant to stand before me for all time."